This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
The NTSB this week released its annual list of most wanted safety improvements, and for the second year in a row, general aviation safety made the top 10. Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AFWEB. Today I talked with Earl Wehner, a member of the safety board who's a former Boeing engineer with extensive experience in the aviation industry, to find out more. I guess to start out, it would be great to get sort of some background. How does the NTSB come up with these recommendations?
Well, it's a process of looking at where the, you might say, the most activity is, where the most risk is, and then also taking a look at what is currently being done to address that. And so through that process, with a lot of negotiation, you come up with 10 items that we call our most wanted list, but they're really items that, you know, for the next year, we'll put some additional focus into. That's not to say that things that we are already working on that we stop, but these 10 items, which now includes general aviation safety, are items that are addressed with some special emphasis this year.
And so what about trends then? Have you seen any changes since last year?
Well, actually, that's really the problem and the reason why it's on the list again this year. You know, we are by law required to determine a probable cause of all aviation accidents, and that puts us at about 1,500 accidents a year that we investigate. When we look at where we've made progress in terms of accident reduction, accident prevention, it's been quite a while since we've had a major airline accident, a Part 121 accident. But then if you take GA, which is, you know, the rest of the fleet except for Part 121 air carrier and 135 air taxi, so you're left with kind of a mixed fleet. In the general aviation fleet, when you start looking at that overall, the accident rate's been flat over the last decade, whereas for the Part 121, the airline operations, we've had an 80% reduction over the last decade. So that's the reason why. One of the reasons why general aviation is being addressed.
So do you have any insights into the causes of this and what can be done about it?
Well, actually, we have lots of insights into the causes, and unfortunately, we keep running against the same causes over and over again. You know, if we look at general aviation overall, the corporate operations have an accident rate that's very much like the airlines. It's really very low. In fact, we have some years where we have no fatal accidents in the corporate Part 91 fleet. If you look at business operations, business aircraft operations, meaning an airplane that's being flown for business purposes, but not necessarily by somebody who gets paid to go flying, like, in other words, flown by the owner or somebody from the company who is flying incidental to his job, that accident rate has been pretty flat over the last decade as well, but it's down in the order of about 2 accidents per 100,000 flight hours. On the other hand, if you look at personal flying, which is about 40% of the GA flying, that accident rate has actually gone up by 20% over the last decade. And if you just look at fatals, that's gone up by 25%. So we really need to focus on improving the general aviation accident rate. And, you know, there are a number of ways to do it. We really like to be data-driven. And when you do that, you find out that loss of control in flight is by far the biggest problem.
Okay, so how do you think, do you have recommendations for how the industry can address that issue?
In the commercial airline world, there's been an activity called CAST, Commercial Airline or Commercial Aviation Safety Team, which is a government and industry activity. So it's manufacturers, airlines, the FAA, all working together using a methodology to identify where the risks are, where the payoff would be if you solve those issues, and also taking into account how solvable the issues are. So that's really the activity that has been the reason for the success for the Part 121 operators. We, the industry, now are applying that same methodology to general aviation. So there's an activity called the GA Joint Steering Committee, JSC, and it's jointly run by AOPA, Bruce Landsberg, and FAA, Tony Fazio, and members of that team include manufacturers, trade associations, pilot associations, insurers, NTSB, and others. And it is using the same methodology to address the general aviation accidents. They've just completed, in the last few months, their first task successfully, which was to address loss of control accidents in the pattern on approach. So out of that has come a number of implementation issues with some assignments, and I think we'll be seeing some success because of that kind of approach. As I say, it's worked very well on the commercial airline side.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're really suggesting is we need changes in training, and people are cooperating in that. So you're not suggesting that there's any need for additional regulation down the road?
No, the interesting aspect of the CAST activity was that they didn't depend on regulations for the most part. Most of their safety improvements were just done by the industry because government and industry worked together. So there were not a lot of regulation changes, but there were a lot of changes in the way people operated airplanes. And we can see the same sort of thing coming in the GA side. There are a lot of things that we can do much better in terms of operating airplanes, which don't take regulations to accomplish, but do require people to change objectives, change attitudes, change the way they do things.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and I appreciate your time. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I appreciate that all of the things that AvWeb does in terms of providing information to the community on safety. And we at the NTSB will continue to work hard this year in our pursuit of improving safety to the point where maybe next year general aviation safety won't be on the most wanted list.
All right. That sounds like a good thing to me. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.